A. Pronunciation.
There are three important things to remember about the pronunciation of regular ER verbs. 1. The endings of ER verbs for je, tu, singular il, elle, on, and plural il, elle are never pronounced, so all four verb forms sound exactly alike. The subject noun or pronoun helps to clarify meaning. Listen and repeat.
Je parle. Tu parles. On parle.
There is also no difference in the sound of the subject pronoun for il singular and il plural, or for elle singular and elle plural. Repeat each of the following examples after you hear it.
Il parle. Il parle. Elle parle. Elle parle.
Because the singular and plural sound exactly alike, it is the context of the rest of the conversation that will tell you whether the subject and verb are singular or plural. 2. Before a verb beginning with a vowel sound, the final consonant of nous, vous, il, and elle is pronounced as z at the beginning of the verb that follows it. As you saw in prononciation et orthographe, this linking is called liaison. Listen to the difference between the verbs that start with a consonant and those that start with a vowel sound. Repeat each example after you hear it. Nous dînons. Nous adorons. Vous parlez. Vous aimez. Ils travaillent. Ils habitent. Elles cherchent. Elles étudient. 3. In a similar way, before a verb form beginning with a vowel sound, the final consonant of on is pronounced as n, and the liaison is made. Listen to the difference between a verb that starts with a consonant and one that starts with a vowel sound. Listen and repeat. On regarde. On écoute. Now listen to each sentence and repeat it aloud. Then indicate whether the subject is one person or more than one person, or whether it is impossible to say, impossible à dire. You will hear each sentence twice.
1. Il habite en France. Il habite en France. 2. Elles habitent en France aussi. Elles habitent en France aussi. 3. Vous désirez visiter la France? Vous désirez visiter la France? 4. Nous adorons voyager. Nous adorons voyager. 5. Elle écoute rarement la radio. Elle écoute rarement la radio. 6. Elle déteste la cuisine française. Elle déteste la cuisine française. 7. Ils aiment mieux la cuisine américaine. Ils aiment mieux la cuisine américaine.